a long corporate career with a lot of travel. I was away from home a lot. I missed out on birthdays. I missed out on a lot of things with the kids. My big why is I want time freedom. I want the freedom to be able to choose what I do, when and where I do it, mainly so that I can spend time watching my kids grow up.
Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, we have another installment of our segment, Investing Shorts, and so excited today to welcome back Ryan and Warren from Equity Yield Group back to the show. Welcome back, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, really awesome to have you back. And folks, definitely go back and check out their full episode where they share all about their investment philosophy and the work that they're doing in the multifamily space. And it's a great episode. So today, though, we're going to talk about mindset. We often focus on mindset in these short episodes because it's such a crucial part of leveling up in really any area of life. So today, I'd like to ask you guys about, you know, a specific time period. Let's just start there. When you were first looking for your deals and to close on your first large deal, I remember you saying you had to put in just tons of offers and underwriting hundreds of deals. What was that like from a mindset perspective, getting all those rejections and just having to keep going back to the spreadsheet, so to speak?
I think you definitely need a thick skin in this industry. You know, we probably underwrote 150 deals before we found our first one. I think I was so convinced about why I wanted to be in this industry that I probably didn't mind the rejections in the beginning. I think I just saw right through them because I was convinced about the long game. But, you know, rejections do wear on you. So sometimes we thought we were getting close. Sometimes we were getting really excited. We got to a best and final, or we had a great conversation with the broker and we thought we were going to get awarded the deal. Actually, one time we even did get awarded a deal on the phone, and then 10 minutes later, the deal got taken away from us. So you know, it's an emotional roller coaster. So I think for me, the way I get through that is just thinking about the long game, thinking about the why we're doing this. And the prize is big in this industry. So it's worth having a lot of those small knocks, because in the end, we know it's going to be worth it. I think that's the mentality that I've always taken to it.
Yeah, for sure. I think there's a lot to what you just said there. You know, first of all, believing in what you're doing, having that faith that this is the right industry, the one that you want to be in, and committing to that, and just knowing that there's going to be knocks along the way. And then, you know, being willing to ride that emotional roller coaster is just such an important lesson. And it's not, I don't know if it ever gets easy, but I think it maybe sometimes is easier than other times, especially with practice. So yeah.
I love the analogy of the roller coaster, because people love going on those rides. And so
good point.
You're facing a tough section, you know that there's going to be a good section coming up. So every time, you know, we face adversity, whether we're looking for a deal or whether we have a deal, the roller coaster continues. So it's great thinking of it like a roller coaster, because you know that when there's a downtime, there's going to be an upside as well.
For sure. I think that's just such a great point, is that roller coasters are something that people generally consider to be good and fun things. Cool. How about you, Ryan?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've been in business a long time, and real estate especially is a numbers game, and it takes grit and persistence. And, you know, just through experience, usually I don't let a lot of, you know, the losses get to me, but, you know, Warren mentioned we'd had a deal. We're on the, you know, the buyer interview call with the sellers, and we happened to close that deal on the phone. And then we got an email from the broker like 10 minutes later saying that they had changed their mind or whatever. And that one got to me. And I remember I complained about that probably 3 or 4 days. And Warren one day, he's like, you know, you got to shake that off and keep going. But yeah, it is a roller coaster, and there's good times and bad. Things don't always go according to plan, but that's part of being in business.
Yeah. Well said, for sure. And I mean, I think that in general, being in business is not for people who aren't thick skinned or want to develop that, right? Like, but like you said, the prizes are big.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-cap.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
To that point, I wanted to ask you guys both, you know, we didn't actually touch on this on the previous show. What are your whys for being in this business?
I think we've both actually got similar whys. Both got little kids. I can speak for myself that in a long corporate career with a lot of travel, I was away from home a lot. I missed out on birthdays. I missed out on a lot of things with the kids. My big why is I want time freedom. I want the freedom to be able to choose what I do, when and where I do it, mainly so that I can spend time watching my kids grow up.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's a huge, huge driver right there, especially since you had it sounds like a travel heavy job. So it makes a lot of sense. And how about you, Ryan? Same thing?
Yeah. Same thing. I think it's a lot, not only for, you know, the active investors, but the passive investors as well. Is time freedom is a huge driver for real estate investors. And, you know, being in a couple different businesses over the length of my career, I think the real estate acquisitions business is a lot easier scaled business, especially in a large multifamily. Being able to jump into scale allows you to hire people a little faster and scale the business, which results in a little more time freedom for the owners of that business.
Mm-hmm, for sure. I'm curious if you could speak a little more as to like how the syndication or the business is more scalable than some of the other real estate related businesses you've been in.
Yeah, I mean, especially speaking from the construction side, it takes a lot more employees to run that business, and turnover's a little higher, and it has to be a lot more hands-on management than, you know, in the acquisition side. There's not as many variables. You find yourself a reputable property management company who you enjoy working with and has a good track record in the market you're investing in. And then you hire them to do what they do best.
For sure. Very interesting. And I mean, that just kind of brings up one sort of tangent question that I want to ask you, which is, have you or would you ever consider bringing property management in-house?
We've talked about it. You know, it may be in the future as we continue to scale, bringing that in-house. But right now, you know, the property manager we work with, we like working with, and they do a great job.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I definitely have had that experience too, that the property managers do a great job, and that's a whole nother business line to learn and figure out. So focusing on what you do best is probably a great way to go. Well, anyways, thank you so much for sharing those insights on mindset and about your whys. I think that's just always so important for people to hear that. And I know the listeners will appreciate it. So thanks so much. Please now share with the listeners how they can learn more about you and anything else you want to share.
Cool. Thanks. Well, the best way you can learn more about us is to visit our website, equityyieldgroup.com. You can find out more about what we're up to. You can sign up for our newsletter and you can make contact with us as well.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you so much. I hope you guys take some time and check out Equity Yield Group with Ryan and Warren. Thank you so much, you guys, for coming on. We'll see you next time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.